Comedian. Yeah, but that's okay.
Okay, that's well, okay. Tell her I said shout out and it's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing but love. Entrepreneur, record label owner, and all-around just philanthropist in South Florida. Terry Elliott is here.
Most definitely, most definitely.
Along,
can I give a shout out, Jill, right quick?
Yes, please.
To Juice Giant and Kid Tory, my other two artists that we have on the label. And they want to send their best to you, and they said thank you very much for you allowing Super T Records to use this platform.
Oh, well, thank you for coming, and shout out to them, and, you know, send me some music on them as well.
Oh, thank you.
One of South Florida's finest. The you know, just the soul of Southern R&B. Jay Shin is in the building.
Yes, I'm here. I am here.
Again, along with you know, some brothers that I'm just really digging right now. I love that video. They are sincere. Yes. And I thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, those of you who have not heard, what's the name of the new album?
Kingdom Therapy.
Yeah.
You actually supported it.
Yes. Did I play it on New Music Wednesday? I'm not sure if I did or not, but I certainly will. Because I love that holla. Holla! I love it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
those
you,
of you. And if people haven't gotten it, where can they pick it up?
Oh, iTunes, Amazon, anywhere you get music, Spotify, anywhere.
Awesome. We actually just played it coming out of the break, so that's what you heard. And when Jay Shin came on, we played his new one. From Miami, and now Super T Records out in the streets right now. But where can they get your new music, Jay?
Well, they can go social media. They can go to iTunes, Google Play, any music outlet, you know, online. They can find us.
So now, are you planning a tour and the whole thing? Like, where are we? Where are you going to do like a local showcase?
We actually planning a tour right now. We have some events that's coming up. I will also be involved in one of the Hot 105 show that's coming October 15th.
Oh, you're Frank on the ticket.
Yeah, I'm on the ticket.
Okay, so I have to introduce you.
Yes, you will.
On the show.
Awesome. And I will love it.
Yes, awesome. Yes. Done. Phil Michaels, I will bring Jay Shin on. Thank you very much.
Shout out to Phil Michaels.
Yes, shout out to Phil Michaels for supporting, you know, Super T and welcome to the MIA. But it's a blast. Yeah, we got the tour coming up, you know, and we looking forward to it.
And you know the show, was the art of the hustle, the come up and the comeback. And so, and you really have you've done the full circle. You and I are very similar.
Yeah.
In that we you know had a hit, went away for a while, and came back. And what a blessing.
Oh, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Because some people never get that. They never get to come back.
And it's amazing, Jill. You know, Miss Tracy, it's amazing when you been. On a platform we have been on, and to go through that transition, you know, and then find our way back, you know, to the top. It's amazing when you see other artists that actually went through that road, and you see them sitting down, and some people call it laying down, they sleeping.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me, you know, how they just give up and lay down. But you know, to a lot of my young artists that's coming up. And really trying to get in the game, you know, just keep your eye on the prize, man, and never give up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I always tell them when I go talk to them. Because I've been in the game over 15 years. And some people, every time they see me, they look like, Jay, you still in the game,
you still
man.
Doing,
you still doing it. And I'm not just Jill. I'm not just riding off of hits like One Night Stand. A lot of people know One Night Stand. Feature Latasha Scott with a very big song and Treat You Better, You, Me, and She with Trick Daddy. But I'm actually now coming with actually new hits, you know, 2016, 17, Welcome to the MIA. You know, I got a new song that I went in the studio and recorded. And we so excited for this
you
record.
You did it. Yes, you did it.
Well, yeah, we got You Did It, I did it. That was one of the jump offs.
What's the new one?
The new one? Well, we got Welcome to the MIA with the new one. It's called Lips. But it's an amazing song and that's something that, you know, when we sat down, we had to really, and even conversating tonight about, you know, when we talk about community and the direction we going in. Mm-hmm. And with this song, and you hear the title Lips, but it's actually talk about making love to a woman's soul and not her body.
Can we play that now? Yes, I can't wait to move into this song. Okay, right. That's the perfect segue. That's the perfect segue into... Did you bring it? Oh, see. He just lost his hustle card for tonight. Give me your hustle card.
Jill, what we would do, we would bring it to you and let you preview it when you want to preview it. Before anybody hear it.
Yeah, oh my God, that would have been perfect for our transition tonight. LV or is it CV? LV or CV on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. LV, how you doing?
All right, just a shout out to you and your panel, and I can't wait till we
I can't wait till we get that Super T. That Super T vodka and Jay Shin. Welcome to the MIA.
Did you just say vodka?
And I just want to know too, Super Terry, can you speak on about the voting? Remember when Pete Diddy was doing voting, hip hop for voting? I can't wait to see to do hip hop for voting.
Oh wow. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for that.
One more thing with you.
Yes, sir.
I can't help it. The black woman is the most positive dominant role model of my life. Is my mother, my queen. I play them lips. I'm married with my wife, she. So let's go, Miami.
Okay. Thank you, LB. All right. Thank you, LB.
Well, LB, just Terry, man. I appreciate you, man. I got a sweet tea vodka. I forgot to tell you about that, Jill. It's sweet
right.
tea flavor.
Every
vodka.
Day. See, this is what I'm saying. Hustling.
Yes, a grind.
Not
this is your topic. It's, it is a grind. So I have
I
a lot of different.
Vodka?
I have a sweet
and
tea vodka.
And didn't bring none.
Ooh.
Shame on you.
Don't do me like that, Jill. You know what? I'm going to do a whole big party for Jill here at the Hot 105.
Okay. That's
and I bring all of. I bring my vodka.
Okay.
And I bring all of that that's needed. But we'll stay on the platform, what we're talking about. But everybody need to go vote and dust them cars off in your pockets because it's very vital and it is important that we go out and we vote. So, y'all, make sure y'all go out and vote. He brought out a very good issue, and thank you very much for
that. Yeah. Well, you know, and I also, I'm very blessed and honored to be hosting the premiere of Birth of a Nation.
Mm-hmm.
The movie, yeah, the movie based on the life of Nat Turner. And starring Nate Parker, and I saw that I've had a chance to see the movie already, a couple of weeks ago, and I was on Facebook crying for 2 days.
Wow.
About just the impact of the movie, and they unfortunately they went. So I have to see if I've got to find you something. You've got to be there.
Okay.
I had about 400 seats, and
I
put them on Facebook and Instagram today. They're gone.
Wow.
Congratulations.
So,
yeah, it was, yes, it's a blessing, right? I gotta find you a seat. But the movie, you know, and it really, really, really deeply touched me. And it's very much about what we're talking about. And, you know, how one man, you know, that's all one man can change the world that Big Sean did. It is just so true. And one man, Nat Turner, said, you know, no more. We have to straighten our backs and stand up. And they
wow.
knew they were going to perish. But and I won't tell you all more about the movie. But there is a line in the movie where he says, "There are generations waiting for us."
That's deep. That was deep.
And that was one of those moments where that just stuck with me. And after the movie, I had to go home and sit down because the thought there are generations waiting for us. And when you think about your life in that context, you can't do dumb anymore.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Once you see the movie, what they had to do to stay alive, to keep each other alive, and to further the race. If they were doing what we are doing right now, we wouldn't exist anymore.
Mm. Isn't it that?
So I hope all of you all, I didn't mean to go there, but I'm telling you, listen, when I tell you this movie, it's a cultural shift. You can't leave that movie and not, because, you know, we talk about, you know, movies a lot, and I, you know, just those slave narratives, a lot of them I've just never really gotten into, because a lot of us are like, I think they just had to kill me because I wouldn't have gone for that. I'd have been that wild runoff slave. I never really thought about the context of, you know, what did they say to each other at night to get through the next day?
Oh, that's big.
What did they say? How did they make it?
Very touching.
And this is the first film that I really could feel myself, like, who would I be on that plantation? You know, would I have been the grandmother that took care of everybody? Would I have been, you know, the sister that stitched up everybody's wounds after they were beat? Who would I have been?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that all of us will see ourselves in this movie somewhere, and it'll change your, I mean, you know, you, a lot of people are already conscious, but once you see it, it will change your whole walk.
I would have been in the house anyway. I know where I was.
Right, you'd have been in the house, right?
I would have been in the house.
Right. You know, but even in there are struggles in there. You know, that character, like in Django, that, you know, Samuel
Jackson,
character was just like, okay, We got nothing for you. But the character, the house man, in this movie, you know, he has a struggle too because I can't tell you, but it makes you, because we, you know, I joke a lot about the descendants of house that we have to deal with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But when you see the movie in that context, it's like, wow, okay, well, at least out in the field, I ain't got to worry about, you know, nursing their babies and having them violate me physically in the way that those in the house had to endure it.
Mm.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Out in the field, at least you were free to a degree. It's deep.
It was so amazing, like hearing the story and hearing you get emotional a little bit about it. It's sort of like touching me. I'm having chills up and down my spine right now. But it's almost like, you know, every time, you know, I hear the stories and, you know, I think back on history, it's almost like you had to live outside yourself. You know, as we go in life, we always think about what we want.
Right.
But when you look
right.
at some of the great
right.
leaders in the past that gave their life, they knew.
Right.
Like what you said in the movie, they knew
they
was going to
die.
They knew.
Yeah.
But it wasn't about them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's
it
something.
It was about us.
Us, yes. And that's an amazing story. And I look forward to going to see this film because it sounds to me.
Yeah,
really
you definitely got to see it.
I
got to
go see it. I got to go see it.
Yeah.
Jill, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
I got to
She got me.
I got me. Is it like the butler? Cause when
no.
You,
oh, no, no, no.
No,
no.
But on the butler, you
But the butler was
life.
A beautiful film. Exactly.
You saw the life.
See, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people miss that.
They miss that.
Do you know what I'm saying? That the life that they created for themselves. The help was like that, too. I felt like, because a lot of people didn't like the help, but I thought, but if you watch The Help from the perspective of how those women took care of each other,
that's right.
and they took care of each other's families,
that's right.
You know, when they had to stay at the house for 2 and 3 days, you know, then you see that we've always been there for each other. But this new series, this new, you know, part of time that we're in right now, if we don't check this,
that's right.
Really,
that's
there
right.
won't be
that's right.
the generations that are waiting
yeah.
for us.
Yeah, we have right. to get out of ourselves. Right. We have
to have sex and keep it going. So how we got from Birth of a Nation, and oh, my God, and there's such it's a beautiful moment. Oh, Jesus. It's a, ugh. Look, let me tell you, it's one of those things, and there are moments in there that are, you know, Jennifer, I think I mentioned it to you, that once I saw, you know, the relationship build between Nat Turner in the movie and his wife, I was like, okay, that's what I need to hear. Anything short of that, I will tell you this, because it won't spoil the film for you. I want to tell you so bad. Because she, you know, when he, I won't tell you how he met her, but whatever. When he, you know, declared his love to her, he said, will you have me as your husband? I will lay down my life for you. I will be everything and anything you need me to be.
Wow.
I was like, okay, thank you.
There you go. That was it. Right. That was it.
That's what you got to show
Every
me.
Every woman wants to feel that. Every woman wants to hear that.
Yes.
The man that she loves is going to profess his love from the highest mountain and just, yeah, that's what we want. We want to feel safe.
Yeah. And so segueing to our, you know, Hot Talk at Midnight topic about a lot of women, a lot of us are saying that that's what we don't have in our relationships. Now, Terry.
Good. Right. Sheree Elliott, let me put a disclaimer out there. Jill Tracy is going to ask some questions, and you know me. I have no filter in my mouth. I will make a disclaimer. Honey, I love you, but I'm going to answer everything honestly, and I'm going to tell the people what they need to hear. Not disrespecting you, just telling it like it is.
Great disclaimer.
great disclaimer.
Thank
okay.
You,
See,
you,
that's
you.
And that's what we're talking about. That is a man who loves and cares for his woman. So we came up with the topic, Jennifer and I, on the phone, and we were talking about how a lot of times, you know, in relationships now, a man won't, you know, if your boys don't get down with the woman that you're with, mm-hmm. then you will leave her. Like, you know, with women, you know, he's a good provider.
Wait. Say that again. If what now?
So the conversation started that, you know, with your girls, if you got a man and he's a good provider and, you know, he does the things that you need or whatever, you'll keep him around, even if he's not attractive, because your girls will be like, look, that's a good man. He takes care of you and your kids. Don't be acting stupid about them cute boys out there, because you know they're not going to hold it down for you. But a young black man, if he takes his girl around his boys and she is not stripper quality, he's like, man, who is the butterface you just showed up with? And you know, and enough peer pressure, and he will leave her.
Absolutely.
Am I right or wrong?
That's a weak brother. That's just a weak brother.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them, and this is the problem.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them, and that's the sad thing is that...
get closer to the mic, Jennifer.
They would be willing to not be with a good woman based on
because she's not the fantasy
right. They want the fantasy, but not the quality.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate for a lot of people.
Chris, you're twisting in your chair.
Yeah.
Deep devil.
Now, oh boy, this is tough.
Okay, well then I'm going to go to this call right quick while you think about that. Jerry on line one from West Little River.
Hi, this is Terry Fernando Newton. Happy Monday.
Oh, well, happy Monday to you, too. How are you?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm just listening to the topics and hearing the gifts, and I ain't quite alone, Bob, because that's what the community need more. The youth need to hear about people that are excelling in the community and have branched out so it can inspire them, and talking more about what we have in common instead of and our indifference.
Amen.
Now, women, oh, man, those are the ones that really are the glue. And I was raised with one that was 117 years old.
Wow.
Mm. Yes, in Coconut Grove. And one thing she told me is that they had visions and hope. And we used to have a term called Sankofa, where a bird walking frontwards, but the head is turned backwards with the egg in its hand, which means the future starts from the past. And if you don't know your past, then you have no idea of where you're going,
Reverend,
because the past is going to repeat itself.
Well, you know,
it's just like now. We're back in the 80s again. The things that was going on in the 80s, it's back again. It's just they give things a new name. But biblical-wise, under the sun, nothing changes. So that's why I'm liking to hear your guests, because they have took it to a different level. And I used to tour internationally, and back then the difference was it was people backing you. And like one of your panels said, now in mind it's about me.
Right.
There's a lot of selfishness.
Yeah.
And Jill, you're the one that helped get me going. When I used to call in to your sister station back in the 80s, you the one started calling me the poet.
Yeah.
And that's how I took off. The poet. Next thing I know, I'm touring internationally, getting honors from presidents, mayor, but I never got a chance to say thank you,
Gio. Oh, Terry, you are more than welcome, because you indeed are a beautiful poet, and I thank you so much for calling tonight.
You guys keep doing what you're doing, and I'm proud of you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Al, Jesus. Well, I might as well call him Reverend Al. Brother Al on line two. Welcome to High Talk.
Hey, peace, my brothers, sisters.
Yes, indeed.
So, what y'all got going on there is affecting people like the power that come from these big places they sit up to put the power, the negative and the power, the negative and the positive wires out. Because as I listen to y'all tonight, I feel nothing but love, beauty, peace, unity in the community, and we can do it. You sitting there have problems. You all have solutions to our problems. And the thing I want to say, Sister Jill, is this. I went to a funeral Saturday, and I was listening at the reflection part, And it reminds me of all those brothers there talking about Opa-locka, Brownsville, Brownsville, Liberty City, Overtown. And that was what was unity in the community. And when there's unity in the community, love flows. Mm-hmm. It's just like the people you throw in the water.
That's
we
right.
Had unity back then. When people throw in that water, you see those waves, it hit every house.
That's right.
And that's what they mean by it takes a community to raise a child.
That's
amen.
Right.
You
brother,
want to keep that up. And what I want to say is this. All our brothers and sisters you've had on, like that group you got on there tonight,
mm-hmm.
Hey, that's felt in the community. I don't care what nobody says. I feel it. And another good, pleasant memory. Your memory gives you life, or it can give you death.
Yeah.
That's right.
And what happened is you all get something together, get a building with Brother C.D. Clark, Brother T. Willard Fair, Brother mm-hmm. Victor Curry, all them brothers. This is knowledge. This is the real Bible coming back together that they took away from us.
Amen.
We need a community like you all to get there, even with brothers and sisters you might disagree with, and just
make it happen.
Everybody and keep that on record.
Because
when you listen to Reflections, brothers and sisters that you got there tonight, you don't want them to pass away. And like we say, when you pass away with knowledge like this, there's a book being buried.
That was deep.
Amen.
Keep that community up. It's just like when I went into the nation, and the messenger gave us the knowledge of self, God, and the devil. And he said, you all are Muslims. The name Republican and Democrat and Independent, all that was removed because we was working towards God.
Amen.
That's all it's all about.
May Allah bless y'all. Keep the peace. Keep
God bless
love.
You too.
Brother, you all got something going tonight. Trust me when I tell you.
Thank you.
It's affecting all of us is listening like the remote control on the TV. You just mash the button.
Hey, Brother Al.
Appreciate you.
And we got to take a break. We'll be right back on the other side. This is Hot Talk. I am Jill Tracy. On Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105. Every morning at 7:30 and 8:30 a.m., he makes people all over South Florida late for work because they can't leave their cars until he's done snitching and gossiping on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. His name is Huggy Lowdown, and he's the next featured guest on Hot 105's Hot Live Up Close and Personal this Friday, September 16th from 3 till 5 p.m. with your hosts Rick Party, Benji Brown, and Jill Tracy.
What's up, my South Florida Bammers? I'm coming to the West Palm Beach Improv with my boy Chris Paul on Sunday, September the 18th. Tickets on sale now, but I'm coming to hang with you on Hot Live so you can get up close and personal with me like Donald Trump in a black church.
Hallelujah.
Your only way in is to win on Hot 105.
Hallelujah.
Up close and personal with Huggy Lowdown from the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Exclusively on the home of the TJMS and today's R&B and old school. Download our free Hot 105 FM now on your phone's app store.
Or go to hot105fm.com for more.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
Everyone deserves access to eye care. Unfortunately, some cannot afford comprehensive eye exams that detect and prevent eye disease that can lead to vision loss. The Florida Optometry Eye Health Fund is here to help. The fund promotes access to comprehensive eye care to help the less fortunate reach their full potential. If you know a child in need, urge them to contact Miami Lighthouse. Help them see a clearer future.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
I'm Jonah in the morning. The Tom Jonah Morning Show. And everybody knows the song. 105.1.
How's Jeffrey doing? How's he adjusting?
You know, I put him in a new school since he moved out here to California. And every time I ask him, Jeffrey, how was school? He goes, Mommy, you asked me the same question that Daddy asked me. It's fine. Wow. So he doesn't talk to me about school. So I go to back to school night. I found out my son, he likes to yodel.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
To join Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Tell me, what is a girl to do? I try so very hard to try and please you, even though I know you really don't care. Or is it that you find your feelings too hard to share? We're saying crazy for the way that I feel. You don't love me now, or you probably never will. But my love is far stronger than pride. Even though I know there'll always be another body on the side.
Let me make sweet love to you, baby.
I'm so alone, baby.
Let me make sweet love to you, baby.
Let Michelle and Becky out chilling right there. Welcome back to Hot Talk. 888-550-9105. Get in where you fit in. So it's Hot Talk After Midnight. Our resident sex therapist is in the building, Ms. Jennifer Smith.
Hello, South Florida.
Along with our panel of gentlemen still in the building with us, our friends from Sincere, Jay Shin, Terry Elliott, and Chris Priester.
That's right.
Yes! So, Terry.
Yes. All right, when you open that door, I'm telling you, Jay.
So, when we left, you were saying.
I was saying. You remember what I said, Jason?
Yes.
What was I talking about?
You put out a disclaimer, number one.
You put out a disclaimer. Right.
Now, so what I want to be is being that you have a sex therapist in the house. and the topic of this topic was about.
The topic was, is it still good to you? And that's why I defer to you because you are, as anybody, you're the longest running marriage. 26 years. And still very much, listen, they do all the stuff. They do the matching outfits. They do the trips together. They do everything together. So how, 26 years, how do you keep it dirty? How do you keep the sex dirty and the fights clean?
Well, I would think that, honestly speaking, it gets to a point in the relationship when it get beyond the feel of physical feeling of enjoyment at an earlier stage when you're together. And as the years go by, it doesn't become as important as it is when you first come together, when you first got together.
I was about to say, wait a minute. You good thing you put that disclaimer out, because Sharia is like, oh, don't get it twisted, boo boo.
No, wait.
It's still important.
Let me get it right. I'm saying from the male side of it. From my experience, it has got to a point to where I found out that it wasn't when a man get with a woman. A lot of time we want to conquer, we just want to physically have
dominion.
Thank you, Jill. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what got us a lot in trouble with every male, because we always want to dominate something about a woman. We want to have sex with them. So we are always on the hunt to have intercourse with a woman. But I think that when love really come to be a part of it, and a person get old and they realize it really wasn't about the physical side of it. It was just her and the things she do. I mean, the way she smiled, the little things she do. She may just look a certain way. She may do something that just overpowered all of that. So I guess when every man get to that point when it's not dominant, when he feel like he have to dominate something, and he realize what she really is about, and realize what love is really, love really is, I think when it comes to is it still good over the years, it's going to always be good even if we don't do anything.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Well, now, James. What'd you say, Chris?
Oh, that was powerful.
That was powerful.
That's real.
So maybe you should have met James before he made his commitment to his relationship, because now it was not still good for you and your wife. You were presently going through it.
No, I'm.
Oh,
I'm,
you're done.
I'm done. I'm remarried.
Oh, okay.
My
you have run the gamut.
Me and her have three kids together.
Your ex?
Yeah. No.
The
my
new
current,
wife?
My current wife.
So mm-hmm. What happened with the ex? How long ago was the ex?
That had to be like over 10 years ago.
It may not be. You know, I'm just saying.
10 years ago. I've been married 8 years. And I've been with my wife in a relationship for 10, over 10.
Oh, okay.
2005.
So how have you? This is your second go at it.
Wait.
Jason.
Lord help me.
Listen.
Now, before you got saved, tell us.
Right.
before I got saved.
Yes, sir. Tell us.
Well, I think that's. I should have talked to him before, because when you get I was 19 when I got married.
Mm.
You see, I was into just, hey, I want to be grown. I want to, you know.
Right. Well, notice he didn't start with, I wanted to make an honest woman of her.
No,
so I got
No. I thought that was all to it. You know, it's just to have a good sex life. And when that faded, I realized we had nothing in common.
Mm. Mm.
Wasn't good.
Did anyone tell you at that time, though, that you were too young to get married?
My mother. My mother's listening to this interview right now, Sonia Gordon, and she said you should have listened when I told you, you know, that you were too young to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it all the time, but you know, I listen to Mom a lot more now.
I would imagine so. Jay, are you on your first, second, or third?
Well, it was my second. Okay. But what I want to say when we talk about, you know, sex dirty and keep the argument clean.
And keep the fight clean.
And it goes back to, again, with this latest song that I told you about called Lips, and the reason why I put the song together. Now, we talk about dirty sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Brother T talk about conquering. You know what I'm saying? That's our goal, to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel when you do certain things outside of the norm when it comes to a woman, you mm-hmm. know, like, and I'll throw some things out there, like mm-hmm. flowers, rose petals in the tub, and doing certain things. Like, let me tell you where I'm going.
Right.
Here I'm going.
Right. We thought you would say handcuffs.
When you're doing all those things, right? So when you say how you keep the sex dirty,
right?
And all, Lord, that's how you keep it dirty. Because when you do those things, right? That's when you allow a woman to open up, and you.
Won't he do it?
Yes. if you allow them to, to, because you know, you hear a lot of stories, man. Listen, you hear stories like, hey man, you know, my girl, man, she don't get down like this, or I can't, she don't want to hang from the ceiling or the shower rod. Nah, right. Man, she don't do stuff like that. I'm saying, brother, you're not doing some of that other stuff on the outside of that to allow
her. You know what? Isn't that is a great segue,
hey,
because
it's the prep work.
It's the prep work. There you go, brother.
There you go.
Exactly.
So,
oh, yeah. Hashtag prep work.
So when you indulge in that way, then you allow her to open up and feel comfortable. You know, a woman, she want to feel secure and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
If she do jump on that shower rod, she know that it's going to stay with you guys. She
right.
know it's not going to go anywhere. She know
right.
you gonna,
that's right.
So that's having, that's making her feel secure. Now, that's when the dirty come in, because now when
right.
you go in, it's like, oh man, you go ahead and turn them HD cameras on and you go to work, brother.
Well, you know what, and we talk about that because a lot of Jennifer's clients, male clients, say that they don't want their, a lot of the things that they want to do, they step out because they don't want to do with their wives. And he makes a very good point. That means
right.
that they don't have that connection that
no.
they have to have with their wives in order to, because we always ask, you know, I asked her that. I was like, well then, you know, why is it, what is it, and is it deviant to the point that they don't, you know, want to do it with their wife? I mean, sexually, is there anything that you don't want to do with your wife, Terry?
I'm willing to do whatever it is,
whatever she wants
to please her. Now, some things. Say it again.
That's a good lover and a good partner. A
yes.
good lover and a good partner will do anything to please their partner.
Yes.
Intimately.
Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, a lot of men are, in their minds, they operate a certain way. Now, sometimes a woman can go with another man and do something, and he might even please her more with the things that she want to do because of the outside relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you the funny thing about men. A lot of times, men won't do something with their wife, but they'll do the same things with another outside woman.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's,
right.
She gets a lot of clients like that.
Now, yeah. what? You get a lot of clients like that?
I do. They would. There are certain.
Turn the mic around a little bit, man.
There are certain sexual things that they can do to a woman that they don't necessarily respect. They could, you know, they could do certain things with a jump off that they wouldn't want to do with their wife because they respect her.
Do we know why?
But hold on.
Hold on, shit. Let us say it again. Right. Say it again.
It's like, okay, so it's. If they had a jump off, they could maybe come on her face. They would not do that to their wife because they respect her. And they could never see, they couldn't do that to her.
Or they're afraid.
This is an adult show. This is an after hours show.
Or could it be? Because I sort of like side with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
But could it be that he's afraid to see her, the one that he put on a pedestal, is
right.
he afraid to see her in
with that
light?
All on her face?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
Because you know you have some that don't indulge in that because they don't want to see them in that way. It's
right.
almost like if I on her face, it's like, oh my god, like
right.
would she let somebody, like, is she out there? You know? And then
yeah,
they
exactly.
afraid.
Then they
exactly.
become paranoid
but,
about.
But then it goes back to okay, so now now we're straddling the line of. I want to be a good lover to my partner, but I can't say certain freaky things to
yes.
you because then you're going to start thinking taking a different direction.
Direct.
And thinking, well, what does she do with somebody else? But really, I just want to be pleased sexually. And if you're my partner, you are to do what will please me, not judge me on what I might have done with somebody else.
Or what that's it might good. Look like when you're
right.
looking down at me.
Right.
Okay, what were you going to say?
I think we need a lot of those parameters decided before we walk the aisle.
I agree.
To test drive the car before you drive it, before it leaves the lot. I need to know all the features of the vehicle. I don't need to figure it out as we go along. So I need to know.
But you have to. I mean, you'll never know a person fully until you. I mean, you've learned new things about your wife.
You're going to always find out something new.
Yeah.
You're going pretty good.
I'll let you go.
Go ahead.
You have to be close to somebody.
Being married the time that I've been married, I think that. We still today are finding out new things about each other. when it comes all around. I mean, we find out a whole lot of things new about each other, and every day we find out new things. But I would say this. When it comes to sexually, I think you're going to always learn something new, because she may be watching some new stuff on TV and, right, and figure like, oh, I want to try that. And you'd be like, well, where'd that come from? You know what I'm saying? Where you learn that from? You know?
Porn is a great inspiration for a lot of new things.
And the first thing a man will think is, you done been somewhere else to do this. Where you done been to do this at?
Well, do you all still, I mean, do you all still watch porn together?
We never watched porn together.
No. Really?
No, we never did.
So would you or would she? Or just not together?
It's hard, Jay? It's hard not to watch porn nowadays. When you watch reality shows, it's like it's there.
Right.
You know, and when you're watching, you know, you can have that perception like,
Ingrid,
oh,
B.
No,
call
I'm not
in right now.
I'm not seeing, I'm not looking at it, but you actually looking. And again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me share with you. Ingrid B says, child, when they pay the bills, that will open me up.
Miss Ingrid B.
Lies. Ain't no cameras, boo. I'm not with the mouth she kisses my children with. Oh, okay. That's right. And that is a common refrain. Thank you so much, Ingrid, that, you know, that that's... And you feel that way.
Yeah, and I feel that way. And my thing is, I wouldn't, this is a very serious topic, but I would say it might have been something that my wife would ask me, and I would say, no, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know, of course, she would think to herself, why not, when this is something I want this to be done to me.
Right.
And I may say, well, that's not something that, I want to get into. Now, but that's life. And if she, like, it's vice versa. If I ask her to do something that she may not want to do, I would have to understand that I would ask her, why not? And according to her answer, I would respect that. And I wouldn't seek it from another woman, though. I want, if something I want her to do,
right,
and she would not do it,
you just have to live without it.
Because I would not be pleasing her at the same time. I like to be whereas both parties are in agreement and being pleased, as opposed to one doing something that she don't want to do or he don't want
to
do.
That's interesting. Ingrid is on line one. Welcome to Hot Talk, Ingrid.
Yes, ma'am.
So listen, I was just catching part of your of you on Facebook Live. So Ingrid is newly married.
Uh-oh.
So, but they've been together for many, many, many years. So what Terry was just saying, you know, does that apply to you as well? Like, if there's something that your husband wants to do and you don't want to do, you know, can you just step away from it and both, you know, and it not affect the relationship? Or, you know, is it a deal breaker?
Yeah, no. There's a whole bunch of stuff I'm not willing to do.
Right. Has he asked?
I'm not.
I mean, has your husband asked you to do things that you were like, okay, really, where have you been?
So the way my marriage is set up, we don't have those conversations on the radio.
You called in on this show. You knew what time it was.
Most definitely. I called in because you told me to call in.
Okay, well, so then, so...
But for me personally, there's a lot of things that I'm just not willing to do. And like you said, you know that before.
You get, well, Chris said that.
Thank you, Ingrid.
Right. So if you are the freak of the week and you like to do a lot of freaky things, you might not want to marry conservative Joe. That is not going to work out, and vice versa. But as you get into the marriage, and I'm sure for the people that have been married for years, there might be some room for experimentation, some things that you want to try later on. So you can never say never, but yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff I am not willing to do before and after marriage.
Ingrid sounds like a missionary. You go to church.
y'all
go sing in the choir together, right? Ingrid, tell the truth. That's
Sincere has just left the building. Sincere has just left the building.
And are still single. That's always my thing. Why are we doing all this work, but we still single? I'll stick with my missionary. Thank you very much.
That's right.
Okay.
Tomorrow, so we'll see you back.
Okay, Sharon Peterson says, no, if the man never did his wife like that, the first thing she would think is that he's been doing it with another woman.
Yes.
I would.
Is like, yes, period, move on. There's no other answer for that.
I mean, it's a big possibility that that could...
She's been married 29 years, Sharon Peters says. Wow. She's been married 29 years, and so...
There's a big possibility that...
So, Chris, you're awfully quiet in the amen corner over there.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
A long time. Like I said, we got a 21-year-old and a 5-year-old.
So it's at least 2 decades.
So, preach, the brother. Whole sex thing, it, like Terry said earlier, could be a little overrated. Because what happens, and not in my case, let me get my disclaimer. But what happens when her Coca-Cola bottle turns into a 2-liter?
Yes.
Are you still ready to get down like that?
That's what I said.
Is it still all that?
Yes.
And at the end of the day, it should be a spiritual connection.
Right.
Get religious here. I got sincere here. It should be a spiritual connection that goes beyond the physical.
Right.
But, there is a but. And it goes back to what I said earlier. What do you want her to do? She needs to know that before she gets involved in this. She needs to know before she gets involved, what am I signing up for?
Right.
Am I with the freak of the week? Am I with a calm guy? Who am I with? Because Sincere is a nice guy. My brother over there, I'm going to put you on the spot. But James, you're playing your organ in church, and you singing in your church group, and then you want her to do the hanging off and spinning around after Pastor just said, you know, where do we draw the line between, you know, holy and KOD?
Holy ain't in my bedroom.
All right. I thought he was everywhere.
This is Brian talking, and I am not married now, but I was married before, and I can honestly say that there are some things about a woman, just as it is the opposite, a woman that gives God praise freely, and she understands that, that turned me on. And there were times that I was ready to leave church early.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Before the benediction.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
And say, let's go.
Thank
now
you.
And finish service at home.
And that is to Terry's point, that when you are in that kind of deep relationship with a woman, right, her praise in the Lord will make you rise to attention as well.
Being in a relationship or even being married to a woman, it stems from it's a heart to heart thing. Yes, we're human, and yes, sex is it's a natural thing for us as humans, but it comes from a different spot when you're married. It's not just having sex,
because
you can have sex with anybody. Any woman can open her legs, and you can do anything with her that she'll allow.
Right.
You can come on her face. You can come in her mouth. You can. I mean, when we talk, it's sex talk. We grown.
Yeah, yeah.
All of us have
these opinions expressed on this show.
But when you
are not those of Hot 105, their affiliates, or anybody ever, they may ever.
Yeah, holla.
Sorry.
Holla about that.
But when you
put some respect on it.
Yeah.
Put some respect on it. Call my name.
When you love a person, even if you're married and you love that person. Now, to the young lady that was talking about, she hands down, if he all of a sudden never did it and all of a sudden he wants to try something new, yeah, there's a strong possibility that he's either done it somewhere else or he's looked somewhere else. That switch got turned on somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If he's never done it before, but if that was in his personality, and I don't believe 27 years, you won't know that that's a part of his personality.
Right,
somewhere
right.
He done said it, he done teased about it, he done joked about it
at
somewhere
some point,
along the way to give you some type of, whether we paid attention to it or not. He's given some type of cue. He or she has given some type of cue that they want to get down dirty and nasty. And I also feel that if me and my wife hanging from chandeliers having sex does not disrespect her in my eyes. Because that's
right.
I want to please her.
Well,
that's
you know it. What? Davika Williams that's on Facebook Live just said the same thing. The same endorphins are released in the worship encounter and sex. There is a fine line between spirituality and sexuality. She goes on to say that the church needs to talk about sex.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, grown folks talking, and I'm definitely listening. Thank you, Sherry Go. Davika, it's very, very true because that is sort of the basis of Jennifer and I are going to talk about it, and you may want to come back, of tantric sex, mm-hmm. is that you're uniting souls at the same time as you're uniting physically.
Exactly. Yes.
And so Sting, the musician, made it really popular because he talked about how he and his wife Trudy would have sex for 16, 17 hours.
Right.
This with the practice of tantric sex because, you know, it just goes through so many levels spiritually and emotionally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think that it's reaching
up,
that kind of plateau.
16 hours.
Yes. That's a lot.
Yes. Now, the disclaimer, since we're talking about disclaimers,
right.
If you ever hit the disclaimer on the Viagra commercial, let's say after 4 hours, go see a physician.
But this is... 16. He was on Oprah once, and they had that discussion about how they would have sex for just hours. I mean, it's in cycles. It's in, but, you know, we're going to talk about tantric sex and how, and how that works. Are we done? Wow, that was quick.
Jesus.
Well, that's how it goes in here.
Just
okay. Well, listen, I want to thank everyone. This is a magnificent show and a great conversation. I want to thank Brian and James from Sincere. I want to thank Jay Shin and Terry Elliott. I want to thank Mr. Priestley.
Priest with an E-R.
It's always one name every show that I just cannot seem to get right. Chris right. Priester, and of course, Jennifer Smith, our sex therapist, as always, always. Thank you so much for being here and coming in and sharing the love. And thank you, as always, for listening and making us the number one community affairs show in South Florida. Thank you. We love you. And we will see you next week. You can learn a lot from an immigrant. And we'll talk about what that is next Sunday on Hot Talk. Gotta go. Love you. Mean it. Goodbye.
I love you.
This is the last take for the night. Understand that's kind of late. And I gotta get home to my son. Cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him. I need to breathe him. That's my baby. Don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more. Let me give you what I got, so. I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed. Woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed. Yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. Yeah. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, 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 blessed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Struggles don't happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the show on all day long, you're so blessed. Yes. Hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed, yeah, 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 yeah.
brush the dust up. When the sleep stress woke up refreshed. Mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes.
Talk of Jill Tracy. Always live, always local, always entertaining and educating South Florida.
Heard every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
The views and opinions expressed on Hot Talk, guests and callers are not necessarily those of WHQT, Hot 105, or Cox Media Group. Our studios and offices are located at 2741 North 29th Avenue in Hollywood, Florida. Join us next week for more of Hot Talk on Hot 105.
The following message is brought to you by the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
At the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, our mission is to protect, educate, and promote the hospitality industry. We have more than 10,000 members statewide that are ready to serve you. FRLA members are backed by Florida's premier industry association. So the next time you're dining out at your favorite restaurant or staying at a hotel for the weekend, ask them if they are FRLA members. Only the best ones are.
Only a father can understand.
Only a husband can understand. Only a man can understand.
Prostate cancer. It's about more than fear of cancer. It's about fear of losing urinary control and sexual function. That's why more men turn to Jackson South for robotic surgery than anywhere else in South Florida. Call us at 305-585-4876 and learn about our nerve-sparing treatments at jacksonprostatefacts.org. Jackson South. Miracles made daily.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Hey, this is Eugene Wild, and you're listening to WHQT Carl Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
A Cox Media Group station.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
If you have a disability or special medical needs and a disaster strikes your community, you need to have a plan in place to ensure your safety. To help with your planning, the Florida Division of Emergency Management, in coordination with local emergency management officials, has launched a statewide special needs registry. Go to flgetaplan.com today to create a plan and sign up at the Florida Special Needs Registry.
Pipe it up.
Wednesday nights are back. It's the all-new $2 Wednesday at the Body Miami. Yeah, come enjoy $2 Hennessy, $2 Syrah, and $2 Grey Goose. What do you also enjoy? Over 30 of the sexiest dancers around, baby. Oh, and check this. We've got $75 bottle specials till midnight. $2 Wednesday at the Body Miami. 340 Biscayne Boulevard in Miami. We there.
Hot 105.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting on you. Yeah, there's something wrong with me.
Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of love.